Anybody who has a brother or sister knows that if you want to be a good sibling, you have to help your brother or sister get that booty.
Oh, no.
Am I right?
No.
When I am right, I'm right. I remember being a young boy and guys would come over to pick up my sister for a date. I'd walk by the door, give them knuckles and be like, you hit it and you hit it hard, bro.
No.
And you don't step foot into this house again unless you hook up with my sister tonight. But that's because I'm a good brother. And on the phone right now, we have a great sister. Her name is Christy, and she's calling to do a second date on her brother Logan's behalf. I guess Logan went out on a date with this girl, seemed to really like her. Now the girl's not calling her back, and he's been moping around. So his sister, Christy, got this girl's number from his phone and wants to call her and ask why she's not calling her brother back. So we're about to call this girl right now. What's her name again?
Tina.
Tina.
Oh, my gosh, Christy. I mean, just even listening to the explanation of that, don't you think it sounds a little crazy?
Okay, the way that Jubal explains it, it makes it seem like dirty and that it's all about hitting it or banging it or flipping it or whatever.
All of those things. Every single one of those.
But with my brother and this girl, Tina, it's like possibly true love.
Okay, because you said that right after the date he called you and was like, this is the one, big sister. And you were like, sweet, come over and cuddle with me.
What?
No. I didn't say anything about cuddling at all. I'm just trying to get the guy a second date. That's all.
You guys sound like a close brother and sister. I figure that's what you do. He calls, he's like, she's a great. And you're like, come on over, we'll spoon and talk about it.
No.
I'm actually with Jubal on this interpretation.
No.
Can you just please make the call and find out why?
Yes.
Yes, Jubal.
I'll call her right now, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Tina, please?
This is Tina.
Hey, Tina, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi, I don't know if I understand.
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a morning radio show.
Okay.
We recently got an email about you from one of our listeners.
What?
Yeah, they asked if I could get you on the phone to find out why you're not calling them back for a date.
Are you serious?
I am 100% serious. The guy that I'm talking about today, his name is Logan.
Oh, my God.
And I guess Logan has been trying to get a hold of you since you guys went out, but you have not been responding to any of his text messages or phone calls.
I can't believe this. This is so weird.
Can I ask you a few questions about Logan?
Okay.
Where'd you guys meet?
We met at a party.
Did you like Logan?
I'm kind of new to the area, and he like right away was smiling and chatting with me, and it was nice to feel welcome. And so we went out and stuff. And I mean, I thought he was great, you know. But I just don't think that he's for me.
Why not?
Well, something happened after the date that I just thought was a little inappropriate, and it's not really the kind of girl I am, and I just...
I don't know much about your date. I just know how you guys met and that he's been trying to get a hold of you. Did you guys, like, make out or anything like that?
Such a weird question.
I know. Well, I mean, I just want to know... my mind goes, like, what could have happened that was inappropriate, so I'm just wondering if he did or tried to go too far.
Okay,
you know, like
you're making me blush here. I would say... We kissed, and nice. Dinner was nice, and then we went our own ways. I'm a good girl from the South, you know? And I got this text from him, and I was so excited. It said, hey, I had a great time. And I said, yeah, I had a great time, too. Dinner was great. And then he said, so how about some dessert? And then he sent a picture of his junk to me.
Are you serious?
Guys are so terrible at this. Tina, I don't know what, I apologize on behalf of all dudes, but I know how it is, and I know so many guys that as soon as they start talking to a girl, they're like, oh, she said hi to me. Yeah. Might as well pepper her phone with some junk pics.
Yeah. It's just not like who I am, you know.
It's not like how any girl is. And did he actually use a dessert line with it? That is so
funny. Yeah, it's pretty lowbrow dessert.
Did you
he could have used a way better line, and then you would have been interested. Like,
I don't know about that, but.
So have you talked to him at all since that picture?
I don't think he merits a response. Like, he's on a different page. That's not, I'm not interested. So I figure, you know, cut it off and make it simple. Why he's not for me.
That's interesting, because apparently he doesn't know any reason why you wouldn't be calling him back.
I can't believe that.
Or at least that's what he said to his sister, who is actually on the other line right now and wants to talk to you about her brother.
So weird.
What?
Yeah. His sister, Christy, is listening to this phone call. And she emailed us because she wants to try to get him a second date with you. Christy, are you there?
Hi, Tina. Oh, my God.
Christy, did you hear what your brother did?
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I have to say, like, that's it? That's the only reason why you're not calling my brother back?
What?
Because of some pic?
Yeah.
You don't think that that's horrible?
No. Are you serious? Everybody does that. Don't you think everybody does that? Where I'm from, people don't just, like, do that. I mean, at least not, like, people that I would hang out with, you know, from the right side of the track. You know, don't pretend to be little Miss Innocent. I mean, it's what you do. I mean, send him something back. Send him a boob.
What are you talking about, Christy? Yeah, you're trying to get your brother, like, nudie pics?
Clearly, I mean, I don't know what kind of girl you think I am, but I am not the kind that starts, like, sending pictures after the first date. It's not like we were dating 3 years or something. I don't see what the problem is. I mean, this is how dating works now.
Yeah, Christy, I think what Tina's problem is that your brother did it right after their first date.
Yeah.
And then also made a comment about, like, hey, you want dessert? Boom. This is on the menu right now. Chef's special.
I will work. I'll work with him with his lines, I guess. But
it's not so much the line.
You don't need to work on anything. It's very clear what kind of guy he is, and it's very clear that I am not interested.
Oh.
How dare you say that about my brother, you b***h.
Oh.
What is happening?
I'm confused.
Are you serious? He's a guy. Every guy does this. And every guy thinks that every girl wants this, even though we really don't. But you just go along with it. You smile back. Just go along with it. Send them back an emoji with, like, a wink and a kiss, blowing a kiss. Just go with it.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with you?
You know how lucky any girl would be to get pictures of my brother? I mean, and you got it. He sent it to you. So come on. Just be grateful.
Be grateful.
Are you out of your mind? This is your brother. That's right. And nobody disrespects my brother. You are crazy, girl. You need some, like, family counseling or something. I don't understand what's going on with you.
Hey, Tina, at this point, I would love to ask if you'll go out on a second date with Logan, her brother. I will pay for a second date for you guys to go out.
Absolutely not. I know what he's like, and now I know that he's from a family of nutties.
All right. That's true.
Well,
that is true.
Thank you for your time, Tina. Christy, I'm sorry you couldn't get your brother a second date.
She doesn't deserve to be in the same room with him, so good.
Yeah. Not in the same room, let alone get one of his pics, right? It takes a special woman to receive a picture from that guy.
Hell yeah, that's my brother right there.